The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Monday afternoon. You want to reach out to us, you can do that on Twitter. It's at @IOB_NewsHour. That's at @IOB_NewsHour. If you use Instagram, we're there as well. It's it's insight_on_business. You can just check us out. Right?
Right.
Well, do we get to post your shoes today? Or did you wear anything special?
I didn't today. It was supposed to rain today. Was what all the so it never did. Yeah, so, yeah, but okay. I did pick up 3 pairs this weekend though.
Really,
3 new pairs.
Tyler Hackenmiller, ladies and gentlemen, our producer. Really,
what? Yeah, good deals at the Nike. Well, I hit 2 Nike outlets. A lot of traveling. So,
gosh, how many pair now? Yeah, we don't know.
Still over 100.
we don't know, and they're all pristine, ladies and gentlemen. Except is, I have to wear these just in case it rains. Mm-hmm. Well, it was quite an adventure, Tyler, and I missed you. And thank you for holding down the fort while we were gone.
Yeah, I never get to go on these trips when you got it down.
We should take you along just for the heck of it, right?
Or maybe I could send segments back to you.
You know, that wouldn't be a bad idea. Yeah, you go to the Trump Tower and hang out. Well, it was quite the adventure. 200-plus business, civic, and nonprofit leaders boarded a Southwest Airlines chartered flight to Washington, D.C. in a rainstorm early last Wednesday morning. And we headed out to the 38th Greater Des Moines Partnership D.C. fly-in. 38 years they've been doing this, going out to Washington, D.C. with business leaders and civic-minded people and also nonprofits. And why? Well, to lobby, listen, and I think also learn. And once on the ground in D.C., it was an hour bus trip to the hotel where we were greeted, by the way, by Senator Grassley and others at a luncheon where a potential presidential candidate, yeah, we're calling it that anyway, Senator Tom Cotton, Republican from Arkansas, spoke about health care, trade, and a host of issues from his days in the military. Tom Cotton, it is said, is the new face of the GOP. He's the youngest member of the Senate, and so that does put him in an elite club. Now, what was interesting about that is most of the conversation really tended to be, unfortunately for some, awfully partisan in nature. And you would expect that the ruling party in Washington, D.C., particularly in the Senate, where they haven't had a majority in some time, might take that opportunity to crow just a little bit. But there wasn't much bipartisanship in Tom Cotton's address. And then after that luncheon, and I want to just give you this backstory, this history about what the heck goes on. And here's why. Earlier today, I got an email request and said, you know, why in the world is the partnership spending all this time and money going from Des Moines to Washington, D.C. when we have a perfectly wonderful capital here in Iowa? And I think that question really does deserve a much more public answer. Because, yes, it is expensive. Yes, it does cost a lot of money. The partnership does have sponsors to do this. And individuals that go on this pay a pretty penny to go along and talk about economic development, quality of life issues, all kinds of things as it relates to Central Iowa. So I want to kind of give you the backstory here. And tomorrow we're going to have Joe Murphy with us. And Joe is the public policy expert at the Des Moines a partnership to kind of dissect what the public policy sections or what was really accomplished or what they hope to accomplish going forward. But that'll be tomorrow. This is just an attendee's look at some of the things that happened. After that luncheon with Tom Cotton, workshops on trade and healthcare followed. Now, I got to tell you, there was a lot of interest in those attending to figure out what in the heck the new healthcare model might or might not be. And that's the question on everybody. I mean, it's the next shiny object, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody's pointing to the Senate and what's going on with the health care bill. And in reality, not much is known. Because of the costs associated with the health care bill, the requirement that says from the Senate and from the House that there will be no individual mandate, but yet that everybody will take part. And we're a little confused as to how that's going to happen. If there is no individual mandate, as there was with the Affordable Care Act, how are you going to have everybody take part? Big question. So far, No answer. But anyway, suffice to say that that was a major conversation point throughout the entire week last week. And then we all walked over, and you can walk everywhere in Washington, D.C. It's really an amazing place. We went to the Canadian Embassy, and Canada happens to be the number one trading partner for Iowa. And we gathered there to hear Consul General Kawar Nassim speak about the importance of our relationship and promise to come to the Business News Hour on his next visit here to Iowa. And I thought this was really interesting, Tyler. The Consul General from Canada to the United States, especially the Midwest, he's headquartered up in Minneapolis. His name is something that you wouldn't expect, really. I mean, Kawar Nassim. I have no, you know, he is a Canadian, speaks both, interestingly enough, both fluent English and French, of course. But it was really interesting. I believe he said he was from New Brunswick on the eastern side of Canada.
Very cool.
Yeah. So should he really come to the Business News Hour, we'll have to ask him about his parentage.
We'll have to brush up on our French. I know buffet.
Merci.
Croissant.
Well, you better learn a lot more than that. You know, we have a new president in France now. You met with Macron.
Right.
Yeah, President Macron. And today he just named his prime minister, as a matter of fact, which is interesting. Hey, that's global news. All right, let's get back to D.C. We left the Canadian embassy, and then we went over to the new Trump Hotel, which is a refurbished postal department. This post office in Washington, D.C., when it was built 100 years ago or so, is massive. And the Trump organization has turned it into a hotel. And I can't tell you what a room costs there, but I can tell you what a vodka tonic costs. Ready?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Ooh.
Vodka tonic. I mean, just a, you know, you get a little vodka, a little tonic, and maybe a lime. One.
$8.
$8. That was the tip. no, $25.
$25.
Yeah. So
it helps you drink responsibly, I guess.
It does help you drink responsibly. Just say, what? $25. Anyway, $25 a pop. Thursday, okay, so that was Wednesday. It was just Wednesday. Thursday, we went to the Russell Senate office building for breakfast and a walk, by the way, in the rain. And there at the Senate office building, at the Russell Senate office building, where, by the way, Senator John McCain has his office. If you ever watch CNN or MSNBC or Fox News and you see that rotunda and, you know, John McCain trots out maybe every other day to have a conversation with reporters, it is in that building where all of this is done. And all of the reporters were milling around the rotunda while we were there. And why does it make it so easy for Senator John McCain from Arizona to make his way to the rotunda in the Russell State office building? Guess what?
I don't know.
His office is right there. I mean, literally 15 feet away. So all he has to do is walk out and say, hey, I'm here. You know, and people go, oh, yes, Senator. Anyway, there at the breakfast was Senator Grassley, Senator Ernst, and Congressman David Young. And all other House members invited, but only Congressman Young came, and that's understandable because much of the greater Des Moines metro is in the 3rd Congressional District. The other House members were all out of town. Now, an interesting note, during that conversation, and there was a Q&A and some other conversation, one of the things that we were really interested in is Senator Ernst and Senator Grassley talked about 14 regulatory issues that have been put aside by the Trump administration that the GOP says will save the United States $85 billion. Now, that number is in dispute, and we'll have more on that story later, and we'll be able to enumerate for you what those 14 regulations are or were, so that you have some idea what's going on. One of them that we're most concerned about, and most individuals out there are concerned about, is the FCC and net neutrality. And that particular rule that has been set aside is that the FCC said that internet providers can provide your surfing information to third parties so that they can better market products and services to you, which is not being done now. Careful where you go. Another factoid that was shared during that breakfast, and I thought this was also instantly interesting. You know, it's a move away from instant dismissal of benefits for the unemployed. Senator Grassley suggested that the current system of when an unemployed person reaches an income level of whatever that is, his or her benefits are taken away immediately. And this is what he said, quote, "It makes more sense to me to allow a gradual reduction of benefits over time to encourage people to get back and stay in the workplace rather than just pulling out the rug at a certain income level." It makes sense to us. And then we had a long discussion about various policy matters relative to health care. And once again, nobody knows. We had lunch with Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, who, by the way, was probably best known for his he filibustered last July, I think it was, on the gun legislation that was before the Senate, spoke for 11 or 12 or 13 hours, had the hashtag hold the floor. Senator Murphy is a Democrat out of Connecticut, and he is also said to be a potential presidential candidate in the future, also a very young senator. There were workshops on immigration, transportation, and infrastructure, and then a congressional briefing on a host of topics back at the Capitol. And then some headed out to the African American Museum, the Library of Congress, a congressional briefing on transportation, the quality of life. Rain continued, by the way, and a planned Washington Nationals baseball game was rained out. And it was 47 degrees and rain, and it was cold and wet.
Some vacation.
Yeah, I was going to say. On Friday, there were more congressional staff meetings and policy talk from the White House at a luncheon, then it was back to Des Moines in reality. The overview of all this, it was well done, well organized, insightful, and public policy there. This is really interesting. Public policy there, when you're talking to the people that are creating it, is much different than oftentimes what you see in the media. I mean, who knew that there was a group of senators who from both sides of the aisle that get together on a regular basis to see what they can do together to formulate policy that is helpful to Americans. That all came out from Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut. It was interesting, it was great, and it was well worth the time and the effort. And I hope that you enjoyed some of those reports that we were able to bring to you via the Business News Hour while we were in D.C. Once again, Joe Murphy from the Greater Des Moines Partnership will be with us, I believe it's tomorrow, and we will be talking more about this and what we can expect. Oh, by the way, really neat perk. What do you think it was? The neatest perk.
Is it that iHeart DC shirt you're wearing right now?
You know, I should have worn the one that says Des Moines versus everybody.
Yeah
that we got. Yeah. No, I had a driver pick me up at the airport, which was, you know, mm-hmm. they didn't, you know, it was my bride. She picked me up at the airport on Friday late afternoon. But everybody else that parked at the Des Moines International Airport got a paid parking pass.
Nice.
That was really a nice, unexpected perk. All right. When we come back, we'll take a look at the markets, what happened today on Wall Street, and why. We'll tell you when we come back on the Business News Hour.
Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady.